now is for every small person and anyone who's big who would like to come and join me up on the dais here at the front. There may be some sweets involved, if that... it's so good to see you all. Let's pray that God would help us to understand what we've just heard from the Bible, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the Bible readings we've just had. As we think about them now, help us to understand. In Jesus' name, amen. And you'll have heard the one that Hector read for us this morning. It was very short. You might even have missed it. It was this: blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. In a minute, we're going to play a game with these four bowls of sweets that I have. So that's just to keep your attention, because I just want to explain to some of the adults. I just want to explain, because some of the adults weren't here and some of you weren't here. So I just want to explain to the adults what's going on in these beatitudes, in these things Jesus says, because they might have forgotten that what Jesus is doing with these nine little sayings he gives us one after the other is giving us a picture of what it looks like to be a Christian. He's showing us, you know, sometimes how you get, you can see one object, but you can have photographs of it taken from lots of different angles. He's giving us that kind of lots of different angles on what it means to be a Christian and what a Christian person is like. And this one we've heard this morning is the fifth. So we've so far had, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And today, remember, there's going to be a quiz on this, guys. Remember, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And we need to know what it is like to be a Christian, because as Juby and others have reminded us again and again and again over the last few months, the blessed life is the
best.
Oh, I love this. We're getting it. Wonderful. All right. I need four volunteers. And all right, Arabella, come on up. Do you want to come on up? Scarlett, do you want to come up? And you can come on up as well. So you're going to. I want one here, one here, one here, and one here, please. So we're going to have a game, and your guys' jobs is to be the judges, okay? So you need to watch these guys really, really carefully. You know how sometimes you have fun competitions where, like, the more things you get right, the more prizes you win? Well, this is not one of those competitions. Like, this is a competition where you start off with your prize, and every time you do something wrong, you lose a bit. Okay, so I'm going to give each of you a pot, and this pot has eight sweets in, okay? So here you go. So you've each got eight sweets, and we're going to have three rounds, and at the end, depending on how many negative points you've got, we will take sweets away from you, okay? Everyone understand? So the first round is a quiz. It's a quiz. We're going to have five questions, and they're going to be about things that have happened in the service so far, okay? I see. Okay. And remember, don't just shout out the answer, because I'm going to ask all of you, and if you just shout out the answer, you'll give it away. So think about it, and then I'm going to come along the row and ask you all, okay? So, those things Jesus says, there are nine of them, the Beatitudes, there are nine. What number is the one that we're thinking about this morning? Who can remember? All right, so we're going to come along from this side. What number Beatitude of nine do you think this is this morning?
Eight.
Three.
Six.
Five. Okay. Juby, if I give you a piece of paper, would you keep the scores for people? So I want to know how many negative points we're getting.
Ruthless.
Here you go. So the correct answer is, the Beatitude this morning is number, anyone remember? Five. Very well done. So no points for you, 1 point for everyone else. Okay. Second question. How many E's are there in today's Beatitude? How many E's are there in today's... The letter E, how many times does it crop up in the verse that Hector read for us earlier on? No, I'm not saying it one more time. I've said it several times. All right, so we started at that end. No, we need to start at this end, for the first. Okay, how many E's do you think there are?
29.
No. 29.
No. Six.
Six.
I'll go seven.
Seven.
Four.
Four. Okay. The correct answer is six. So, no points for Scarlett, 1 point for everyone else. Okay, are we ready? We're going to start in the middle this time, so it continues to be fair. In the now, you might have an advantage on this one, Arabella.
Yes.
In the story of the Good Samaritan,
yes,
which you read out,
yes,
so you've got to get this right.
Yes.
Okay. How much money did the Samaritan give to the innkeeper? No, don't shout it out. Don't shout it out. Don't shout it out. All right, we're going to start with Scarlett.
10.
10.
2.
2.
12.
12. The correct answer is 2 denarii. So well done to these guys. So 1 point to you guys and no points to these guys.
One point for him?
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, they both got it right, I think. And so no points.
No,
sorry. This is very confusing. They should fire the manager. So you guys got it right.
Yes.
So what? No points for these guys and 1 point for those guys. Got it? Okay. Question four. Now this is more. This is more of an estimation. Aria, who was baptized this morning, in months, how old do you think she is?
Oh, I know this.
Okay. So we're going to start with Arabella.
It's around 18.
18 months?
Yeah.
Is that your guess? Okay.
Seven.
14. 14 months?
Eight.
8 months. I actually know this because Aria is very similar, like within 6 days of Sophie, my daughter. So Aria is 8 months old. Scarlett got it right. So no points for Scarlett, a point for everyone else. And here's I'll be astonished if any of you get this question right, because this is a question about notices, and nobody remembers notices, right?
I remember.
What things, name one thing, that you can sign up for at the back of the church today after the service?
I know.
I'm going to give you 10 seconds to think about it. 10 seconds. One, two. Oh, there's some cheating going on here. All right, can you think of anything you can sign up for at the back of the church? No, okay.
Is it junior church?
You can't sign up for junior church at the back of the church.
Is it... Oh, I forgot.
No. A point for everyone, please. Okay. So what are the scores on the doors at the end of our quiz round?
The winner with 3 points is Scarlett.
Excellent. Round of applause. So it's looking good, but we do have two more quick rounds to do. So,
yeah.
So, okay, this round is the Simon Says round. Okay, so we're going to do 30 seconds of Simon Says, and I want you to do what I say. Okay, so get ready. No, I didn't say Simon Says. That's a point for everyone. Please. Simon Says, hands in the air. Simon Says, keep your hands in the air. Oh, you're doing so well at this. You can put your hands down now. Oh, no, two points for these. Please. You put your hands down. Oh, sorry. Okay. Simon Says, keep your hands in the air and stand on one leg.
Oh, that's hard.
Now hop up and down. All right, there was two people hopping up and down there.
I did.
We're running out of time. So... Simon Says, back to normal. Simon Says, turn around 5 times in one direction and 5 times in the other direction.
One, two, three, four, five.
All right. 1, 2, finish my 3, 4. Okay, you all did kind of all right on that one, I think. Now, this is where you judges come in for the last round.
Yay!
I'm going to put a 1 minute timer on my watch, and I want you to count every time they blink. Like, every time they blink, I want you to count it, and I want to know how many times. You're not allowed to blink for a minute. So, you ready? You watching them?
That's easy.
On your mark.
Any sweets?
Yeah. So no blinking on your marks. Get set. Your eyes must be open. That is cheating. On your marks. Get set. Go. No blinking from now. While they're doing that, this passage is really interesting because it's one that I think we can misread really easily. We hear, blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. And we can think that means, oh, I better go out and be really merciful, so then God will be merciful to me. But the irony of that is actually exactly backwards. It's exactly the reverse of what you would expect this parable to be like. And as soon as these guys have finished doing their blinking session, I'm going to explain to you why that is. You've got 10 seconds left. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop. Okay. How many blinks here did we see? How many blinks? Who saw a blink here?
No. One.
You saw at least one. Okay. Anyone see more than one?
No.
Okay. One blink here. How many blinks here?
Two.
Two?
No, one.
Any advances on two? What? Any advances on two?
No.
Oh, there's a hand for three there. Any advances on three?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Oh, another hand four.
Okay.
I blinked twice, but I didn't blink any more. Okay. How about here? How many blinks did we have from Scarlett? Anyone see any blinks? You saw at least one. Anyone see more than one?
No, I saw two.
Anyone see more than one? Okay, one blink for Scarlett. And over here on the end, how many blinks did we see?
Six
blinks. Oh. 13. Okay, 13. You haven't done very well there, have you? No. All right. Okay. So could we have our totalised scores? And I want to know how many points each person has.
Okay. So Hugo is 1, 2, 3. Hugo, 5.
5.
Seven.
Six.
And I don't know the name of the young man yet.
George.
Are we counting the 13?
We absolutely are counting the 13, yeah.
17.
17 for George. Okay, let's have a round of applause for our contestants. Now, everyone get your sweets in your bowl in front of you. Everyone, all your sweets, hold them in front of your bowl. Now, George, you were on minus 17.
Yeah.
And you got 8 sweets.
Yeah.
So you owe me some sweets. But I tell you, you know what? I'm going to let you keep your sweets.
Yeah.
Okay? So you can keep. You can keep all of your sweets. Now, can you remind us what the score for Scarlett was, please?
Scarlett was 6.
Now, I'm going to give you a responsibility here. I'm going to let you decide what we do with Scarlett. So we should take away a lot of Scarlett's sweets. Do you think we should? You think we should? Okay. Is that your decision?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, Scarlett. We're going to have to take away some of your sweets. Do not worry, I'm going to keep them in this hand, and I'm not going to lose track of them.
Excuse me?
Yes.
I must admit, I blinked 2 times, but I didn't blink 4 times. Wait, can I get my
sweets back?
You only blinked 2.
Now, we should take away 5 of your sweets. Is that right? I think I'm going to let you keep them. I'm going to let you decide what we do with Arabella. What do you think we should do with Arabella? We should let her keep them. Okay, so we're going to let Arabella keep them. And actually, because I'm the boss, I think I'm going to let Scarlett keep them as well. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Here's what Jesus is getting at. Christians are people who know what it's like to be in a situation where you really, really, really need someone to do you a huge favor. You really, really need someone to let you off the hook. And to have found someone who would do that for us. That's what the Christian message is that we were on the hook for God. He gave us all this good stuff, and we broke rule after rule after rule. We turned away from him. We weren't grateful. We, in fact, went other places to worship things other than him. And so we were on the hook for God. God could have taken away all of the good things we have. He would have been perfectly entitled to do that, and yet he chose not to. He lets us keep them now in his gracious patience, and he sends the Lord Jesus to us so that we won't even not get those things taken away from us. He'll give us even more good and wonderful things. And it is unthinkable that someone who has been treated like that wouldn't then be someone who goes out and wants other people to have the same experience. Wouldn't then be someone who wants other people to be treated mercifully and generously and kindly and graciously, just like we've been treated mercifully and kindly and generously and graciously. Someone once said, the Christian, being a Christian is like being one beggar telling another beggar who it was that gave you bread. That's what it means. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. A final round of applause for our contestants. You can leave your bowls here. You can take your sweets with you. Let's all go back to our families, and we'll continue with our service.